In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Why was Jesus baptized? After all, in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, John's baptism is described as a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Our Lord Jesus Christ, conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary, had no sin. He had nothing to repent of. So why was he baptized? What was the point and purpose of it? Well, at its most simple, he was baptized in order to identify himself with sinners. He was baptized in order to identify himself with you and me. When God the Son became man, he did so in order to fulfill all of God's righteous requirements, the entirety of God's law. He did so on behalf of sinners like you and me, who on account of our sinful nature cannot keep God's law as the Lord God demands it be kept. Someone has to keep that law, and it is Jesus, God's own dear Son, Jesus, the Lord God, made man. And again, he does so on your behalf, just as he would die on the cross on your behalf, so that you would not have to die under God's condemnation, because Jesus did so in your place. Why else was Jesus baptized? Well, you know that according to the Levitical law, if a Jew touched anything that was unclean, that individual became unclean in the sight of God. But with Jesus, it is different. The holy flesh of the Son of God, when it came into contact with that which was sinful and unclean, sanctified whatever it came into contact with. So when our Lord Jesus Christ entered the Jordan to be baptized at John's hands, he sanctified the water of the Jordan River, making it holy. He sanctified all water, making it potential baptismal water with which the Word would unite to make a baptism, a washing of sin, and the beginning of a new life. When you were baptized, it's as if the water that dripped from Jesus' head when he came out of the Jordan were poured over you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. In that baptismal water, you were identified with Jesus, just as Jesus was identified you in his baptism. To be identified with Jesus is naturally a good thing. It's the supreme good thing. Baptism gives the highest good because it washes away sin. It unites sinners to God so closely that just as God the Father proclaimed from heaven, "You are my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased," so God the Father could say of you when he received you to himself in baptism, "You were adopted into God's family. You are my beloved daughter. With you I am well pleased. You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased. And it's all because Jesus was baptized for you. Jesus, the Holy One of God. Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Jesus, the Lamb of God who would take away the sin of the world. Jesus, God become man in order to reconcile our sinful human race to the triune God for all eternity. Today's gospel begins that the people were in expectation of the Messiah. Big things were happening down at the Jordan where John was baptizing. All kinds of people were coming to him for baptism, confessing their sins. They were questioning in their hearts, could this finally be the long-awaited Christ, the Messiah, the one whom God promised so long ago, immediately after Adam and Eve's fall into sin? Could this be the one we've been waiting for? Well, John wanted to put the kibosh on that immediately. He wanted to put a stop to such speculation. He answered them saying, I baptize you with water, but one who is mightier than I is coming. I'm not worthy to untie the strap of his sandals. He will baptize you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. He will baptize you with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Or as St. John the Evangelist says in his gospel, John confessed. He did not deny, but he confessed, I am not the Christ. I am a voice crying in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make his paths straight. Jesus is the one who baptizes his people with the Holy Spirit and with fire. We see this at what happened on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit descended upon those gathered, looking like tongues of fire resting upon each head. Now, the winnowing fork with which Christ will clear his threshing floor and gather the wheat into his barn, well, this speaks of separation. This speaks of judgment. This speaks of what will occur at the end of the age when Christ returns in glory. But for now, baptism goes on in the Holy Christian Church. I would confidently say that not a day, indeed, not even an hour goes by that someone somewhere in this world is baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. As Jesus told his disciples to baptize at the end of St. Matthew's Gospel. What happened to John for his faithfulness to his calling? To prepare the way for the Lord, to be the forerunner, the one who would direct all attention to Jesus. Well, he preached the gospel, but Luke tells us, even before mentioning Jesus' baptism, that Herod, Antipas, who had been reproved by John for taking Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, locked John up in prison. John suffered for his faithfulness, And indeed, sometimes the Lord God, in his wisdom, calls Christians to suffer for their faithfulness too. But John's suffering was a foreshadowing of the greater suffering of Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. When John was cast in prison, when John was martyred by having his head chopped off, this again was a foreshadowing of what Jesus, as the faithful Christ, the faithful Son of God, would himself experience on the cross. Now, John's suffering and death had no redemptive value. John, after all, was a sinner like you and me. But how different is the death of God the Son, of Jesus Christ? He sheds his blood to take away the sin of the world. He sheds his blood, offers up his holy body on the cross to redeem the world from sin and death and hell. Jesus is the full, final, perfect, atoning sacrifice for not only your sins, not only my sins, but all sin. And through faith in Christ, the Holy Spirit enables us to take hold of this forgiveness that Jesus won for us and to claim it as our own. This is why, when you were baptized, you were united with Jesus in a death like his, as Paul writes in today's epistle. And just as you were united with Jesus in a death like his, you will certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. Again, holy baptism works the highest good. And now, as a baptized child with God, you can hear the word of the Lord in today's Old Testament reading as though it were spoken to you directly. Fear not, for I, the Lord, have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Did you hear that? I will be with you, the Lord says. And that's who Jesus is. Emmanuel, God with us. God taking on himself our human nature. God not turning his back on us because we are by nature sinful and unclean, but God embracing us, embracing you in his full saving forgiveness, grace, and mercy. You are baptized, dear friends, in Jesus. You are baptized into Christ, and that changes everything. It changes your status from a poor, lost sinner, condemned under the wrath of God, to a dear, beloved child of God, washed in the blood of Jesus, whose robes have been made white in the blood of the Lamb. A dear child of God, whom God, your heavenly Father, knows by name. A dear child of God, signed with the cross of Jesus to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. A dear child of God. United to Jesus forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, your Savior.
Amen.